Mike's search for a helpmeet included one near-fatal mistake. This story is set with his search for his own special girl.
Chapter 5, My Near-Fatal Mistake. Before we continue with our study, I want to tell you the story of how I almost made a fatal mistake. How you know she's not the one. It is with great reluctance, almost shame, that I admit here in print that there was a time in my youth when I wore a suit and tie and kept my thick black hair slicked back like a good 50s and 60s Southern Baptist preacher. My excuse is that I was young, and when you are young, you tend to do silly stuff to gain acceptance. I was created to preach, teach, and write the gospel. From the first time I stood and preached to a bunch of drunks at Calvary Rescue Mission in Memphis, Tennessee, I have loved preaching the gospel. In my church, the monkey suit went with the position. I would have worn pink leotards and a Superman cape if they were required. There were several of us preacher boys back then, so we all took turns preaching on Sunday evenings. And, of course, I was at Calvary Mission, our Memphis Union Mission, preaching to the drunks every chance I had, which was usually several times a week. I soon discovered that the young Navy men walking the streets made a great fishing hole, so I shared the gospel with them as well. Oh, but I loved being invited to new churches to preach, because it was a new crowd and I could check out all the lovely ladies for a possible bride. Take note, men. Going to new churches is a great way of meeting prospects. I am not being prideful. Preachers do have a real appeal to ladies, and I was handsome to boot, especially in a three-piece suit, okra-colored shirt, and a purple tie. At least, I thought those colors looked good. Scouting for females was a very earnest endeavor for me, and there was this unwritten list tucked away in my brain as I looked over each herd of beautiful possibilities. She must be a beauty, that was a given. It was simply a part of my male needs. It would be good if she could sing and play the piano, since I was a good preacher and all the meetings need a little music. Yes, music was good. I much preferred a slender gals, although as I've aged, I can't remember why skinny was so appealing. There is much less to love on when you marry a skinny gal. But that's another story I'll save for the sex chapter in my married men's book. Let's see, back to my unwritten list of prerequisites in a woman. I thought girls with presence and dignity were really cool. This type of girl would make a good preacher's wife. At least, at the time it seemed so. My gal had to have long hair, although I did take a few short-haired girls out to eat after an evening meeting. I figured hair does grow, and the girls I took out to eat were so fine. No matter how beautiful she was, I never gave a girl any further thought if I detected she might be moody, lazy, or uninterested in the ministry. I knew which way I was headed, and the only girls that interested me were already clearly headed in that direction. Life, married life in particular, is trying enough without having to pull a lazy, emotionally demanding or lost woman around, hoping for her to change. No, I wasn't stupid, even in the days when I wore suits and ties and had a daily shave. When I was a young man, our church youth were always getting together to sing or witness for some group or sport event. It was a wholesome opportunity I readily took advantage of. All these outings allowed me to watch the local gals so I could see if any of them walked the edge of dishonor in how they dressed or conducted themselves. I took notice of whether they were dishonoring to their parents or had any signs of a pouty spirit. More than half the girls in the youth group were quickly put on the no list. I also noticed the girls who were always ready to help to do different jobs at the church, which indicated a physically healthy, emotionally sound, and spiritual giving person. Things like this impressed me, for I knew that a young girl would bring those same admirable qualities into marriage. These girls wound up in my mental black book of possibilities.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from In Search of a Helpmeet. As always, remember to check out the current specials on our audiobooks and more.